USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus vaccines are on their way to hundreds of vaccination sites around the country after receiving FDA and CDC approval over the weekend. Many of those who will be first in line to be vaccinated will be those in nursing home facilities, something that was reportedly not going to begin for at least another week. That's something Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says was a misunderstanding. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that nursing homes will be able to begin vaccinations as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, we're not actually asking the nursing homes to wait. And we were able to have a really good discussion with CBS leadership about this misunderstanding that they had at the President's Vaccine Distribution Summit. So I think we've gotten that all straightened out with them. And we'll be getting CVS and Walgreens vaccinating our nursing home people. Almost 100% of our nursing homes have signed up with that program for a turnkey vaccination operation. And we could have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been accused of sexual harassment. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, "Many saw it and watched. This was the way for years." A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. Boylan tweeted last week that her time in the governor's office was the most toxic team environment. After leaving, she ran for Congress in New York, losing to Democrat Jerry Nadler. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Germany has announced an even stricter national lockdown as coronavirus cases and deaths in the country continue to rise. Starting this Wednesday, all schools will move to remote learning, most non-food stores will be closed, and all restaurants will be forced to move to takeout and delivery services only. The new restrictions are set to last until January 10th. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump says he'll keep going with his legal challenges to the results of the 2020 presidential election as electors prepare to cast their votes on Monday. He says the election ended up hinging on a small number of states where he accused state Democrats of cheating to win the election. The president tells Fox News that he's disappointed that the Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, saying they ignored a mountain of evidence in refusing to take the case.
We've proven it, but no judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard. The Supreme Court, all they did is say, we don't have standing. So they're saying essentially that the President of the United States and Texas and these other states, great states, they don't have standing. They didn't go into the evidence.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.